The Odyssey. I want to be someone who has read The Odyssey, someone who meditates for the full 60 minutes, doesn't make sexy faces in restaurant bathroom mirrors, someone who doesn't hold in her stomach when she walks past the important people, the stomach that held two beautiful babies who grew into two beautiful men. I want to be someone whose son, instead of dying, went to Dartmouth and majored in Native American studies and got a blurb on his first novel from Louise Erdrich. I want to be someone whose paper whites bloom in February. I want to be someone who hikes. I want hiking boots. I want to have hiked the Camino Real and have plans to hike the Appalachian Trail by myself, like Cheryl Strayed. I want to throw my boot down the canyon and run out of water and wear a ripped t-shirt and carry a pack so heavy guys stop and offer to help. I want to be able to say, no thanks, I'm all set. I want to be strong because I've been doing 30 push-ups since I stopped lifting the wheelchair onto the bike rack of the Volvo. I want to grow roses in the summer and orchids in the house. I want to be someone who can identify trees by their bark and leaves and their Latin names. I want to be someone who enjoys museums, antiquities, Ming pottery, first century glass. All these wants and all these people I am not leave room for the one I am. The one who still doesn't know who fought in the Boer War, but can tell from a mile away by the sound of your voice and the look in your eye that your heart is breaking.